Very familiar passage this morning. Gospel according to St. John, the third chapter. Now read verses 13 through 16. The third chapter of St. John, beginning at verse 13, the Bible reads, "And no man have ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Supporting scripture, John 15, 12, and 13. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love have no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." On the basis of those verses, I'd like to propose a question to you this morning. One that you've heard on many occasions. What's love got to do with? Subtopic. Everything. Everything. We thank God this morning for the presence of his mighty Spirit. Spirit has so much power to sort of brace myself and get myself back together here for a minute. Hallelujah. I must have had cabin fever worse than I thought. I almost went off at a funeral yesterday. But the word wasn't for the dead, it was for the living. So I still would have been in order. But it's just good to be amongst the living this morning. It's good to be in fellowship. Assembled together with our brothers and sisters and with our loved ones that we love so dearly. We just thank God this morning. I thank God for just an opportunity to stand one more time and to be able, even if it wasn't the sun wasn't shining this morning, I'd still be glad. Amen. If I knew that I was yet still counted amongst the living, then I still would have had some joy in my heart. There are times that we just sort of take our very existence for granted. Mainly because God has blessed us. All we know is blessings. All we know, even in our struggles, all we know is blessings. As poor people, we still know God to be a blessing God, because there have been times that you've been hungry, but you didn't starve. God always stepped in on time and gave you whatever you needed to nourish your body, to help you make it through another day. There are many times that you might not be able to dine on what you like, but any time you can say, "I got rid of hunger." That's all you got to do, is just get rid of hunger. And if you get rid of hunger, everything will sort of work itself out. And I find this morning that it's not by any of our merits. It's not that you are so special. Not because you had that mind this morning that I'm going to go to the house of the Lord and I'm going to praise him. I'm going to worship his holy name. It doesn't make you any better than that individual that said, "I'm going to lay here and take this for a me day." Or that individual that had their mind made up that I'm going to do what I'm going to do while I got a chance. But all of us know that time is running out. It is only by the grace and the mercy of God that we are allowed this opportunity to assemble ourselves together on this another Lord's Day. And we come to magnify and lift up the name of Jesus. We hear in testimony sometimes that you didn't come for any form or fashion. So, but what that is saying is that I'm not playing this thing. I'm real in what I do. I may not be perfect, but I'm real in my service, in my faith to the Almighty God. Can anybody in here concur with that? Anybody know that even though you're not perfect, it's a good thing to still be on the battlefield for the Lord? Even though you hadn't already arrived, it's good to know that you're going in the right direction, because as you lean and know that the Bible says lean not to your own understanding, but lean to the understanding of God, and in turn, he will lead and direct your very path. So I don't know about you, but I'm glad to know that I got a driver in the seat that will turn me whichever switch away that I need to go. When we consider the power of God, and how regardless of what we think, what kind of plans we have, or what time it is, we know that whatever God wants to do, he can do. Amen. The Bible says wonders are to perform. See, I believe that he is still working miracles. I believe this morning that God is still doing things that at times we just don't understand. But how many of you know that we're going to... All we got to do is learn how to trust in the power of God. You got to trust in God. You got to believe in the word of God. And I'm reminded of a text found in Psalms 34:8 that says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." So what David is saying is, if you just get a little taste of who God is and what God can do, how many of you know that there was a time when you didn't know what that taste meant, but when you felt the presence of God's spirit in your life, and God made some changes, God made you think things differently, God made you look at things a little bit different than what you were looking at in the flesh, because when you taste the power of God, you began to see things from a spiritual viewpoint, and it looked a whole lot different than it does from the flesh. So when you taste and see that the Lord is good, then you know that blessed is the man that will trust in the power of God. If the Lord has done anything for you, then you ought to know that his mercy is everlasting. God loves us with a love that is unconditional. No strings are attached to that love, a true and honest love. Just by chance, if there's somebody in here this morning looking for love, I want to let you know that you're in the right place. Because Jesus is in this house. Jesus is the greatest love of all. And in order to really know the love of God, you got to know God. Know him, that he is love, and learn and know how to love. Here we are at the close of Valentine's Day celebration. A time of love, a time that this year was all to do to the snowstorm. I guarantee you on tomorrow, you will hear throughout the media all the money that was lost on their side. But then you can look at it on the flip side, all the money that was saved because you couldn't get out to spend it. It was almost like, unless you just really had to please somebody, we snowed in and everything's all right. I love you, baby. You can take that money and pay the light bill. You can take that money and buy a few more groceries, because when you went to the store before the snowstorm, you didn't buy what you needed. You bought what you wanted. But now that the snow is gone, you're going to need what you need. There are a lot of things, many gifts that were left in the store, unbought. But by no means should it have stopped or shut off our love for one another. How many of you know that it's not so much in the gift, but it's the treatment that you get from one another? Anybody can buy some flowers. Most of you don't eat candy no more, no way. A box of Valentine's is just a waste of money. Unless you get specific. And buy those boxes, they got a certain kind of candy in it. Because you know you don't eat all those assortments. You bite it like a child, and if it don't taste right, you throw it off to the side. Throwing away somebody's money. And they said they gave it to you because they love you. And you threw your love in the trash can. That's what you think about love this morning. Love. It's been said that love is what makes the world go round. It's been said that love is what love does. It's been said that love is a peculiar thing. Then it's been said that love is a dangerous thing. Love can help you or kill you. Love can make you smile and love can make you frown most of your life. Yeah. Anybody in here ever been hurt by love? Yeah. Ought to be a witness in the house that say, love hurts. Yeah. All the way down to your soul. Yeah. But you love somebody. Yeah. Anybody in here let love make them cry all night long? Yeah. Love will make you be a watchman. Yeah. Sit up. Yeah. And go into bed till he or she get up in here. Yeah. Love will make your hearing get better because you hear every sound that's going on the outside. Yeah. Talking about love, y'all. Yeah. Everybody say they love you, don't love you. No, let's bring it on in. Y'all getting too happy. You got to remember that love is a command and it makes a charge given by Jesus himself. He said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Then 1 Corinthians that you heard in your hearing says, and now abideth faith, hope, and charity, meaning love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. So as we walk by faith and not by sight, but at some point faith will become sight. Our hopes will be fulfilled. But love. Love is so great that it remains unchanged. Love is a powerful force to be reckoned with. Love is a good thing, but love is not a plaything. The question that has been asked this morning, what's love got to do with it? But before you try to make an answer, let us get a clear understanding of what love is. You open up a dictionary, it is said that love defined as to feel tender affection for somebody or for something. Love is defined as to feel desire and longing for someone. To like something very much, showing kindness and charity. If you were to ask your neighbor this morning what love means to them, that answer may be totally different than what you might would think. All right. Now, let me share with you the biblical meaning of the word that we call love. Now, Paul says that the ministry gifts that we have must be exercised or done in the spirit of love. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, it's just like making a whole lot of noise and saying nothing. I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge. And though I have all the faith that there is, so that I could even remove mountains, if I don't have love, I have nothing. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it don't matter what you do for your neighbor. It don't matter how many times you've been over backwards for somebody. If it wasn't done out of love, it profited you nothing. Now, here's where love begins to be challenging. Love suffereth long. Love is kind. Love envieth not. Love bondeth not itself. Love don't get puffed up. Though not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Love is not so selfish to where it's all got to be about you. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but love rejoiceth in the truth. Somebody said the truth shall make you free. Love beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. So, in other words, love will help you stand the test of time. Love will never fail you, but whether there are prophecies, there's sometimes they're going to get it right, and sometimes they're going to get it wrong. Whether there be tongues, there's going to be a time that as much mouth as I got, I'm not going to be able to say a mumbling word. Whether there be knowledge, okay, how smart you are, that there's going to come a time that your memory is going to begin to leave you. And some of the things that you remembered about love, you don't even remember no more. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. So there are some things that we don't know. But when that which is perfect is come, and there's nothing perfect but Jesus, then that which is in part shall be done away. So now love is telling us it's time to put away your childish ways. I ain't even going to go where I started to go. Y'all get happy again and get me off track. But the Bible says, when I became a man, I put away all those childish things. One quick question. Any of you got the man of your life that you looked him in the eye and say you act like a child? Any witnesses in the house or you scared? May well tell the truth. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known, that there are three things, faith, hope, and charity. But the greatest of these things is love. In other words, our words should match our actions. If we say we got love, then we ought to show our love. We got to stop making a whole lot of noise and put away our childish things and learn how to handle love like adults. We got to know that we've been molded over time, and we ought to be seasoned enough to know that love ain't easy. Our gifts are just extra tokens of God, that God has loved us, and he gives us those gifts so we can build up the faith, the hope, and the love that we are supposed to have one for another. One thing about it, if you can't afford a card, you ought to be able to take the time out to say the words. When the last time you told somebody that you loved them and meant it? Do you know? Let's fix it. You got to be careful. I told you love is a dangerous thing. So what I want you to do is look at your neighbor and tell them that you love them. But if you don't mean it, they're going to pick up on it. Say, ain't nothing wrong with sharing love. Feel good to just tell somebody every now and again, I love you. Feel good every now and again to just hear the words that I love you. It's good to know that everybody ought to know that there is something called love. And I don't know about you, but you ought to get an understanding of what love really is. I'm about ready to get there, but let me give you this. Let us look here in our text this morning that there is a discussion going on between Jesus and a man by the name of Nicodemus. And this discussion deals with the new birth. Nicodemus didn't understand the necessity of the new birth. He was blinded of the fact that flesh and blood could not enter into the kingdom of God, so that there was a transition that needed to be made in his life. The Bible said that there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He was part of the Sanhedrin council. And he came to Jesus by night and he said unto him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher. We know that you come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou hast done except God be with him. Now, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Well, Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Smart aleck knew he couldn't do that. All of us know you can't do that. We are born from our mother's womb one time, but how many of you know that there come a time in your life after that birth that you got to be reborn again? You got to have an understanding to know that flesh and blood, you got to know that God got to make some changes in your life. Now the Bible says, and we are missionary Baptist folks, so everybody that's a member in here been baptized by the water. Whole lot of you, I baptized myself. But I baptized you with water. I don't have the power to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. But in the midst of you getting baptized in the water, you ought to have a will and a desire to be baptized and get the rebirth of the Holy Ghost. You ought to make them folk a liar to say you go down a dry devil and come up a wet devil. You ought to come up somebody else. Except the man be born of water and of the Spirit. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, this is Jesus speaking. And Jesus is plainly telling us that we are right because we were born and we've been baptized. And we were baptized just like Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. But then we got to realize that we need the Spirit of God. Don't you know when Jesus was baptized in that Jordan that the Bible said that the dove came down and ascended upon him? Hallelujah, Jesus. That was a symbol of the power of God's Holy Spirit. Reassuring him that you are still King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and everything is going to be all right. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Then Jesus talks to this man. He said, Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Then Jesus lets him know. The wind blow wherever it listeth. You can hear the sound thereof, but you can't tell where it come from, and you don't know where my wind is going. So in everyone that is born of the Spirit, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, you see, we got a discussion going on here. Nicodemus is trying to get an understanding. Jesus is trying to get him to know that there's some things that got to be done. First of all and foremost, you got to be born again. So Nicodemus says unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answers again and says, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? In other words, you got authority. You're supposed to be intelligent. You're supposed to be one of those that are leading the flock, and you asking me that? Verily I say unto thee, we speak that we do know. And testify that we have seen, and yet ye receive not our witness. Somebody can get up and testify that the Lord healed my body. Somebody can get up and say, I'm cancer free because the Lord touched my body. Somebody can say, there was a time when I couldn't move right, but God touched my body and made everything all right. So I am a witness to the power of a mighty God. And somebody have seen you down on the bed of affliction and didn't realize that they thought that you were dead and gone, but somehow in some way God touched you, got you back up off that bed. Hallelujah, Jesus. And when you got up, everybody knew that there had been a change in your life. So now, when you've seen healing before your very eyes, if you don't have sense enough to become a believer, then it's nobody's fault but your own. Because look what Jesus said. Jesus said, Nicodemus said, now, if I told you earthly things and you don't believe them, then how are you going to believe when I tell you about the heavenly things? No man have ascended up to heaven but the one that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. So just like Nicodemus, a lot of times we see things our own way. We gotta learn how to repent. We gotta learn how to believe in the power of God. We gotta learn how to believe in the Spirit of a mighty God. Yeah, believers, this morning I got to know that it's more than just the water. But I need the power of the Holy Ghost. I need to be able this morning to listen to the words of Jesus. When I hear the words of Jesus, Jesus lets me know that Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. And just the same way the Son of Man got to be lifted up. The Bible says that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Somebody asked the question this morning, what does love have to do with it? I come to tell you this morning that love got everything to do with it. Because it was love that went on Calvary's Hill. It was love that let everybody know that nothing but the blood, the blood of Jesus, will make everything all right. I stop by to let you know that if you got an answer, what love got to do with it, love is the best thing that has ever happened to me. Love is that thing that nobody else can take away from you. Anybody in here know that love is something that we ought to have? Love is something that we ought not show at certain times of the year. But we ought to learn how to love each other every day. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. And I want to know, is anybody in here? Anybody got the love of Jesus? Anybody know what the Lord is saying? The Lord is telling us this morning that he had told us a whole lot of things. But the greatest thing he told us is to love one another. The Bible said, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Anybody love the Lord this morning? Anybody got the love of Jesus? The Bible said, greater love have no man than this, that a man that I laid down his life, that a man that will go to Calvary and die, that a man will take on the punishment of this old world. I don't know about you, but I thank God for the love of Jesus. I thank God for the love of the Master. I thank God for the man that loved me so much that he's able to call me his friend, and I'm a friend of the mighty God. What a friend we have in Jesus. And when I think about my friend Jesus, he laid down his life, laid down his life on Calvary. But I thank God that he got up with all power in his hand. There's no greater love than this. What's love got to do with it? If it wasn't for love, I don't know where I would be. Love lifted me when nothing else could help, when everything else was going wrong. It was the love of a mighty God that made everything all right in my life. It was love that touched my fever body. It was love that woke woke me up this morning. It was love that started me on my day's journey. It was love that made everything right in my life. I found out one day that all is sin and comes short of the glory of God. But love died for all of our sin. Love was our petition. Love was the one that got in the gap. And oh, what greater love. A love that come down from Almighty. I want to ask somebody this morning, do you know what it is that had the power of love? I'm reminded of a song that says, I got the love of Jesus deep down in my heart. Have you got that love? Have you got that love that you can love one another, not in your own selfish way, but love him like God loves, with an unconditional love, with a love with his arms wide open, with a love that got a forgiving spirit, a love that will be there when everybody else turned their back, a love that is a healer, a love that is a keeper, a love that is a doctor, a love that is a bridge across deep waters, a love that is a doctor in your sick room. A love that'll be there when everybody else shut the door on you. Love will open that door back up and let you know that everything will be all right. What does love have to do with it? Everything. Because if it wasn't for the love of God, we'd all be lost this morning. If it wasn't for his love, we wouldn't have no joy. We wouldn't have any peace. We wouldn't even have anything to shout and praise him about. But when I think of the love of my God, that love that is unconditional, loves us despite ourselves. You know, if we were real with ourselves, there are times when we could say, I just don't deserve the love that God bestows upon me. But it's not about you. It's about him. He created you. He loves you. He designed you in his own image. And then he filled your nostrils with his breath. And we became living souls. And after living, we did some right. And we do some things wrong. But love died for our wrongdoings. We get tickled. And we find it to be somewhat of a joke. But when Tina made that song, she had gone through some things because of what she thought was real love. Now, I'm inclined to believe, because I believe in people and I believe in love, that Ike loved Tina one day. But how long? Only God knows. But Tina had to come to the realization, I need to know what real love is. Because love ain't going to beat me upside my head all the time. That song was for all of the women and men, because there are some women that beat their husbands up. That was a message for you to know that if you are getting abused, all you got to do is have faith enough to leave camp. And God will provide the things that you need. What does love have to do with it? If there's no love there, there's nothing there.